Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, we'll work together to make it a good day. August 15th, halfway between the beginning and the end of the month. The Ides of August are upon us. The Ides of August are upon us. Okay, that's quite enough of that. Thank you. I'm the Dougster, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, to begin another hour of conversation. Let me give you a way to make this easy. If you have a good imagination, then imagine what it is as I come out and Jay comes out with words, expressions, thoughts, explanations, stories. You can do the same thing and maybe use your mind to put the story together. That's kind of hopefully what I am able to get you to do as we go through this. It's kind of the name of the game. Imagine that's what's so great about radio. There are always lessons to learn, stories to tell. Put yourself into the story. It's pretty easy, actually. And I think sort of it'll help you to keep your mind working, not just here, but in general, when you read something. You know, the television takes away all of the things that are needed for your imagination. It'd be cool. Good stories. Movies the same way, but the word on a piece of paper, maybe in print, I'm pretty critical of what shows up on a screen, a flat screen, because you can't get the emotion, you can't get really, but I think over what my criticisms are when it comes to that stuff, and then I think, okay, well, let's make it broader. The world around you is full of pictures. If I may give you an example, this past weekend on my farm, we had a circus. And it was a fabulous experience, great people. And two of the four shows were done late in the day. They started at 7. So by the time we got to well into the sort of third act, the sun was setting. The sky was beautiful, and people were just so enjoying the experience of seeing visually what was going on, what the circus had to provide, but then looking around at the ambiance. And every once in a while, they could hear a cow mooing. So it's kind of a place for everybody to go in their heads and think about, okay, what's it like? You know, what's that? If you look in the sky, what happens? A lot of people look in the sky and they think, what happens after death? I don't mean to be morbid, but there's plenty of death stuff here, so I probably should get at it a little bit. The scenario in Chicago of the weekend, hit and run, several people just flung up into the air.
Absolutely awful. There was some kind of fight happening on the street, and then this car just comes plowing through. They're still looking for the suspects and the vehicle.
Yeah. So this is not necessarily where I want you to go with graphic stuff, thoughts in your mind, but it's a way for you to put your mind in gear, if you will. There are a lot of videos, you may have seen some of them that have been posted depicting what was a pretty small crowd. They were arguing. They were in the street. It was early in the morning. And then this car comes zooming through the streets and mows them down, runs them over. What is it? You know, the human species, we think of perfection. There are a lot of people who tell you there's nothing more perfect than the human body. That may be in terms of how it functions, but your head is attached to your body. And there are a lot of people who are just so screwed up at various ages. And that's kind of where I was talking to my son yesterday, Jay, about the realities of living in Los Angeles and what is happening in the school system. He's been asked to come to work for a private school because he's been a counselor in his earlier years as a contributor to society. He got a degree and worked with a lot of kids that had drug problems. And he was talking about how many people who are in, you know, not your age, maybe a little bit younger, that he comes across who are, let's say, a 10-year from the late teens to the late 20s,
mm-hmm.
who are just clueless about everything. And he said it's there are so many people who are friends with folks that he knows who just don't do anything. They have no life. They have no drive. They have no interest in living, really. It's just that they're occupying time and space. And they sort of think like they are owed something, whatever it is that they think they're owed. But you're not. It's your job, once you get of age, to figure it out. But go ahead.
It's really, really sad. And a lot of it can stem from parenting, whether it is overprotective parents who did everything for their child. That
right, the helicopter parents.
They don't have to do anything.
Yep.
Or on the flip side, no parents or absentee parents.
Yep. There's a lot of that going on. I mean, I didn't have any real... I've told the story on the air. I didn't really have any parenting. But I found something. I found the farm. I found the cows. I found something that was of interest that overpowered me and pushed out whatever other things might have been responsible for me not growing up to be someone who is... I don't know that I'm normal, but I have... I'm not even sure there is anything as normal. And I don't know that you have to strive to be normal. You gotta strive to have some kind of. You gotta have
to strive.
Put the pieces together. Anyway, so that's the Chicago story. There was another car thing in Pennsylvania. You see this? A man drove through a crowd that was gathered for a fundraising event, killed one person, injured 17.
This is a traumatic story. That fundraiser was for a family who died in a house fire.
Yeah.
And this man, they at first didn't know who was involved with this car crash that went into the fundraiser. And then all of a sudden there is an issue where somebody nearby, or in a town nearby, was reportedly beating a woman. Well, here, it was this guy's mother, the 24-year-old Adrian Oswaldo, who drove his car into people, then went home, hit his mother with the car, and then proceeded to get out of his car and beat her to death.
What the hell's the matter with people? That's what I'm saying. What is this? What? And we talk often about the people who are shooting things up. They're usually white men about this age, angry about everything. What do you have to be angry about? Maybe the world doesn't spin the way you want it to spin. That doesn't mean that you have to... maybe that's how people see with those video games and the violence that is a part of, quote, entertainment, and even violent verbiage. You hear people on the street, especially people who are... There is engagement between white and black, often the language... where there is a problem. It's just awful. And where does that come from? So, to go back to what I was talking about earlier, Jay, where thoughts are things, thoughts create things, let's see if we can't move people in their mind. Think about the consequences of your act. There's always, what you imagine. I'm asking you to imagine, use your imagination, use your mind, and then put it to good use. Because the byproducts of using what you think in your mind are very close to reality. You can make them your reality. Dream big, in other words. I guess that's something to think about a little bit. 15 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. You know, I've got something here that you should listen to if you are in a place where there's a lot of air that's stale. A lot of people have the windows closed, air conditioning on. That's good because you want to be able to sleep. But there's nothing better than healthy, clean, fresh-smelling air. So if you have in your mind you want to get rid of the odors, maybe even you cooked fish last night and didn't smell too good in the kitchen, you want to get rid of those odors, you want to kill mold around your home, the bacteria and viruses that we know we want to kill. So may I introduce to you the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. It uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out three molecules into the air which seek outdoor air and air pollutants, and they seek out these things and kill them. They destroy them. Doesn't mask or cover up bad odors and pollutants. It gets rid of them. It's called a thunderstorm because it purifies the air like the stuff in your home, as I said, that was, you know, a lot of you know the smell that I'm talking about. You go into a senior citizen, an older person's home, and it just doesn't smell good. You know, that sort of thing. Right. Okay. So you want pure, fresh air for those folks. And the reason it's called a thunderstorm, because after a thunderstorm, you know how the air changes? It gets fresh and clean. It feels good because it is good. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for all of your, the entire home is protected with this thing. You get 3 units for under $200. That's a fraction, actually, of the cost compared to other, the other air purifiers that are on the market that go for $600-$700. Put one in your basement, put one in your bedroom, put one in the kitchen, anywhere you need clean, fresh air. So, here's the special offer again. You get 3 units for under $200. You go to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPure, E-D-E-N-P-U-R-E, EdenPureDeals.com, and put in discount code Doug3, D-O-U-G-3. You save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Doug3. Shipping is free.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cups sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks you can actually speak another language. Es como magia.
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
It's 20 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jay. We have a lot of things going. Mondays are always catch-up day from the weekend. And some of the things that we talk about are good. Some of the things you like to hear, some of the good stories. We have always in our back pocket lots of good news stories, but it is sort of a reconnoitering of the reality of what craziness goes on around the world. So anyway, hopefully we can push that on the big back burner fast. 21 after the hour.
Bro.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
As soon as the baby has a flowing bloodstream, which it has in the first trimester of life, it needs to start developing a defensive system against the things that would threaten its own health that can even exist inside the womb. So that education process starts very early in the development of that baby's life.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Monday DJV. No, come on, Doug. Can't you get out of that? I'm catching myself most of the time. But it becomes such it's a pattern of thought, as it were.
Oh, that right. Die hard.
Yeah, sure it does. More than sometimes they die a double death, if you will. That's a lousy lead into the Anne Heche story, but most people by now know that she was taken off of life support after all of her organs were harvested and she has gone. We'll talk about that after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
What is going on is that Anne Heche, who is 53 years of age, has died. And so you have the tributes coming in, Jay, a lot of people. I think the best thing, the best way in a circumstance like this to go out is the way she did, by taking all of her organs. She was an organ donor. It was her choice to donate her organs. So they took all of the things out, leave her heart still beating. And then the One Legacy Foundation found recipients. Well, do they tell you when you have a transplant who that person is, who the donor is?
I believe that it remains anonymous, and we're not even being told which organs were able to be harvested, because that was one of the things that, well, we discussed this last week, that we were wondering when, if she were going to pass, because we were told that her rep said that she is in dire...
She wasn't going to make it. You knew she wasn't.
She was not going to make it. And she was declared legally, or she was declared brain dead on Friday, which in the state of California is declared legally dead. And so she was kept on life support just to keep her heart beating. But her official day of death was Friday. And then she was removed from life support after everything was harvested. And we knew that she was going to be getting a hero's walk, which is something they do for donors.
Yeah. Well, she has a couple of things. You wonder when something like this happens to an actress or an actor and they have some stuff in the can, as it were. She's got a Lifetime movie. She was supposed to star opposite Dermot Mulroney.
She has a lot of things in the
works. A lot of things going on.
That Lifetime movie will come out because it was already slated to come out next month.
Yeah.
So that's probably it. She has enough done if it's not completely done for her. But, yeah, a lot of that other stuff that she was in the works and to be determined to be coming up, that's just awful.
Yeah. But it is what it is, and there was something going on. This woman didn't, you don't just do what she did unless there's something really radically going on in your life and she's had a troubled life, so you kind of put the pieces together. And you've got something that's pretty sad. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volkswagen of America has announced that pricing for the 2023 ID.4 electric compact SUV will start at an MSRP of $37,495. And the ID.4 comes in three trim levels, Standard, Pro S, S and S Plus, with the option of two different battery packs, rear-wheel or all-wheel drive. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-870-4686. That's 800-870-4686. 800-870-4686.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
1 year ago today marked the beginning of President Biden's decline with the American people, the fall of Kabul to the Taliban, and leaving enough weapons and equipment instantly made the Taliban one of the strongest militaries in the world. Not to mention what it did to the women of Afghanistan after a taste of freedom. Another U.S. congressional delegation met with Taiwan's president in Taipei Monday, less than 2 weeks after Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit infuriated China's government. Senator Ed Markey, the Democrat from Massachusetts, is leading a five-member delegation. Hadi Mutar, the 24-year-old man accused of stabbing writer Salman Rushdie, had no prior criminal history, and authorities said they have yet to determine a motive for the attack against the man who was targeted by Iran's leadership more than 30 years ago. Rushdie continues to improve after the attack. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the deadly withdrawal by the Biden administration that allowed the Taliban to take back control of Afghanistan, essentially removing all rights for women in that country and leaving Americans behind. Chad Robichaux, one of the sets of the boots on the ground on Fox News, describes the chaos under the debacle.
Well, certainly they were aware of what was going to happen because they were watching it, watching the influx of Taliban come in from Pakistan and from the mountains in tens of thousands. And you could watch the each province fall as it went. I think they're aware. I think the president's advisors had advised them not to do this. He chose to do it anyway for whatever motivation is still unknown a year from this happening.
An unknown number of Americans and welcomed interpreters continue to hide in Afghanistan. An old World War I American warship has been discovered in its watery grave.
A U.S. Navy destroyer sunk by enemy fire during World War I may have finally been found off the coast of England. The U.S. Naval History and Heritage Command saying a group of divers from the U.K. found what is believed to be the wreckage of the USS Jacob Jones. The ship sank in December of 1917 after being hit by a torpedo from a German submarine. The divers say they didn't remove anything from the wreckage site after finding it and will now work with the U.S. Embassy on the next steps. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stephens Good Day Show.
Here's the Little League World Series, and a qualifier hit the batter in the head with a ball. Instead of this kid crying and moaning and groaning, his biggest concern was for the kid that threw the pitch at him. How is he doing? I'm so sorry that you hit me. He's apologizing to the kid.
Aww, what a kind-hearted little creature.
Right, exactly.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour here on the ever-loving Good Day program. The changes that are occurring, people are talking about the drought, people are talking about what's happening to the planet, climate change, whatever it is, or what your reality is. Yeah, right, exactly. Monday morning mayhem, murders, people dying here, there, and everywhere. So how about we think to ourselves, or maybe we express it outwardly, that today is the last day of the world being like that. Maybe your world. You have to start with your world and what you have decided you want to change, then do it. You're the person who decides whether there's change in your world. You can't change the rest of the world, but you can change your world if you don't like it. You don't like the way you're raising your child, then change it. You don't like the way you feel when you go to work, then change it. That's the way it works, if you really want to understand how it works. Here's some good news. I don't know whether. Well, I'm not. I guess this is good.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna put this in the you figure it out for yourself department, because I think there's a lot of stuff that comes in the minds of people who are given free things. So if I get free school meals, then maybe I can have something else that's free. Maybe I can live in a house and don't have to pay for it. Maybe someone will give me money to survive so I don't have to work. This is the mentality, and it's way too often. And in California, it's becoming... Brendan and I were talking about it last night. Brendan is so tired. Brendan's my son. He's so tired of the way you live in California that he wants to move back home, back here. And he isn't going to do it right away, but he's going to do it in the next few years. They can see, he and his wife, what's going on there, and they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But California is touting the fact that we'll be the first state in the nation to offer free school meals. Well, what happens if you don't need a free meal? What does that tell you? What does that say to people? And that's why I said this is a double sort of edged story, Jay. It's good
like
for
it.
People.
Well, I think when we separate people, take the people out of it and focus on the children of it. Children should not be, they shouldn't be responsible for knowing where their next meal comes from. Children shouldn't.
Get it. No, with those people?
That. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not arguing that point. I'm arguing the point.
But I get your point. I get
for
the
point
people, of, like, people in general, and especially when
right.
it comes to adults. It's the whole teach, provide a man with fish, and he can only eat for a day, but teach a man how to fish, and then he can help support his family for the rest of his life.
Right.
I'm obviously paraphrasing because I can't remember how it actually goes.
No, that's pretty
in
close.
In this case with California and the free school meals for all children, it's great, in my opinion, because, again, children should not be responsible for knowing where their next meal comes from, and no child should have to deal with that hunger.
But if you come from a good home, and the home provides you meals, then why would you feel that way?
That's the children dealing with food insecurities. But then on the other hand, with it being all children, not just the food insecurity children, kids are mean. Children are bullies, and preteens and adolescents and all those hormones going in. If they see a child who is getting a free meal because their parents can't afford it, kids don't have the concept of kindness not all kids. I shouldn't say all. I don't mean to put everybody into a box, but a lot of kids don't have the concept of kindness that child is not in control, and then that child may be bullied. So in turn,
all right, so that makes sense
for everybody.
I buy into that.
It takes away singling people out.
Yeah, okay, I buy that. And then I think about the realities of what this leads to, though, which is how I led off with my analysis of what's going on. Plus the fact I don't trust Governor Newsom to do anything that's in the best interest of anybody but himself.
We can agree on that.
So under the circumstances, they'll come up with all kinds of programs, especially if he's really serious about running for president. Good God. The thought of him running, never mind being, but even running. He's such a four-flushing, oh, my God, the epitome of a useless politician. And so anyway, that may not be your point of view, but it sure as heck is mine.
But so, it's sad that so many people are like, oh, it's the better option. The better option shouldn't be the option.
No, it shouldn't. No. It isn't. It shouldn't. So here, speaking of the clueless politician department, here's Lauren Boebert's microphone getting cut. She was told to stop speaking, not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but five times. But she kept going on attacking the Inflation Reduction Act on the House floor. She blasted supporters of the bill as insane. I think maybe she ought to look in the mirror when it comes to that one. The Inflation Reduction Act, there's a lot of different pieces. We've tried to piece as much of it together here as is seemingly practical, because remember, this is like hundreds of pages of stuff, and as usual, they stick things in. So the deliberate policy change, if she's going to make a lot of noise about something, then she ought to talk about how the fish is fried, if you will. Not necessarily, you know, that the supporters of the bill are insane. That doesn't do anything. That doesn't help her constituents understand what is in the bill. The 15% minimum corporate tax for companies over a certain size. I'm never for a tax increase because we waste so damn much money in this country. The taxes that are paid by individuals and corporations, that has to be fixed before we keep, you know, upping it. Instead of, you know, just looking for more money somewhere that they can waste, that's the crime here. Mm-hmm. And she didn't point that out either. The people who are, if you've got some really tacit, there are a lot of reasons not to like this bill that are legitimate. But calling people insane because she's not smart enough to come up with anything else.
Then just keep going. There needs to be some, regardless of what the bill is or what somebody's stance is, there has to be some level of respect and orderly conduct, I guess you would say.
House.
Her time was up numerous times. And then she, once her mic was cut, she kept shouting. And then somebody else gave her their moment, so
their
she
time.
Had 30 more seconds. But
still,
there just has to be some level of...
I'm with her, actually, when it comes to it. I'm not with her as far as calling people insane, but it is, as I just pointed out, pretty much craziness to keep throwing money at stuff that doesn't work and not fixing the programs that are inappropriate or unnecessary. That, I'm with her on that 100%. Absolutely. And it's the way these people, it's like, what's her face? Marjorie Taylor Greene did some, I don't remember what it was last week, some cockamamie crazy thing.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah. What did she do?
Always something of that thing?
Yeah, right. So, anyway, this bill, the Inflation Reduction Act, is sort of a cut down version of the Build Back Better Act. Which Joe Manchin didn't like, so that's how they got this all put together so that they could win. But the act, by the way, passed in the House 220 to 207.
Yeah, and it's expected to be signed off by President Biden. But to touch on the insanity thing, insanity is doing the same thing repeatedly and expecting a different result.
And we are doing that.
And it seems like that is what's happening.
Yeah, it does. So I'm not saying that I don't care for her approach. I don't care for Trump's approach. I don't care for Green's approach. I don't like Adam Schiff's approach. maybe that's the point. I don't like politicians because they're so damn self-serving. When they're supposed to be there to serve you, they're there serving themselves. And then they become the focus instead of, like, look at how much attention Manchin gets because he's different than the rest of the Democrats. Instead of what he really, do you really know what he stands for?
Well,
do you really know what he's doing?
I do not.
But yeah,
that was also President Trump's big appeal when he ran first, he wasn't a politician. He isn't a politician.
Clean out the swamp. Well, the swamp's still got plenty of rats and alligators in it, that's for sure. Speaking of here's another clueless character, in my opinion, Beto O'Rourke. He's another beauty. He's trying to run against Governor Greg Abbott, who also is kind of a waste of time. So we've got these... Where are the good... people, and I define good as Michael Bloomberg in terms of politicians, what they do, what they've done, how whether or not they're savvy. The liberals, this is kind of, and I don't like using labels because they're usually wrong. The term is used to apply to left of center thinking, but there are so many things that go on because. And I guess California is a pretty good example of that. Some of the stuff that goes on. That my son is a pretty liberal thinker, and so is my daughter. But they don't like the stuff going on there because it doesn't make it, it. There's a difference between, I suppose, free thinking. Liberal means free, so you're a free thinker. I like to think of myself as a free thinker. I'm kind of, my son says that he's an anarchist like I am because he doesn't like the system.
Oh, and like father, like son.
So, yeah, so what's he going to do about it? He's going to do what he can with his family. He can do what he can with his family and move to a place that's better suited for his family. And so that's kind of, you know, anyway.
Well, but that's a good statement, too, because we need to focus on what we can control, and what we can't, we just have to focus on our attitudes about it.
Exactly. Anyway, so Beto O'Rourke is cut out of the same cloth as Gavin Newsom, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm looking at the surveys here. How is this? He's in the, is the primary, when's the primary in Texas? Some.
Did they already have it?
I think they may have already had it. Yeah, I think they did.
The big election coming up is in November for the midterm.
But O'Rourke is one of these professional politicians. If he can't get this seat, he's going to run for that seat. So he ran for president. That didn't work. He ran against Ted Cruz. That didn't work. He was a congressman. Excuse me. I think he got beat, didn't he? Is that why he's out? So he just goes around and continues to make, I don't remember what happened to him, why he's not in Congress. But he was he's just noisy. And what comes from the noise? That's what you really, the poll shows him down by 7 points at the moment against Abbott. I don't see, the demographics of Texas are changing, especially in cities like San Antonio.
With so many transplants coming in.
Right, from California mostly. So, you know, you go to Austin, the same kind of thing's going on there. At any rate, it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. But, I don't know. It's 3 months until the election, boys and girls. Thinking about that and your activity level, hopefully you have found good people to work stuff and, you know, make things better in your life. That's what you want. You want to support, follow people, and work for them if you really think they should be in office. It's 48 past the hour.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
After the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I now jumping into the farm food and family portion. In other words, think globally but eat locally department here. Today is National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. Best lemon dessert ever. Yum, yum, yum. The shortbread pastry gets lighter, right, than apple pie or blueberry pie. So it makes it taste great with that meringue topping that you put on the lemon stuff.
Is
that
it
you,
more mousse-like?
What? The
lemon meringue pie. Or is it that, like, fluffy, coated marshmallow?
No, it's. I don't know that I would describe it either way. The meringue gets solid but shimmery. And so it... But it dries out, if that's what it is, or becomes solid, I think it depends on how much egg you put in it. Like, I know what I'm talking about because I'm not a cooker or a baker.
But you eat it, so you like it.
I do.
I do like it.
Yeah. Egg yolks are put in it. That's what it is. Sugar and spice and everything nice. The meringue, you can sort of spray it on or put it on. You make it out of, that's made out of eggs, too. So it's yummy. Anyway, if you like lemon pie, and you put a little meringue on the top, this stuff goes back. It's a custard. Goes back to the 1700s, right? Or actually, maybe further back than that. The meringue is a French addition. There was a cookbook that was published in 1739 that had a recipe for meringues, meringue-covered apple butter. Ooh, meringue on top of applesauce. That's an interesting idea, isn't it? Huh? When you think about it, yeah. Okay, lemon meringue pie day. We got that. The bad news, that's the good news from the farm table. The bad news is that Home Run in Frozen Foods is recalling more than 13,000 pounds of frozen meat. We'll tell you why after this.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, so the reason that Home Run In Frozen Foods has recalled all of these frozen meat pizza products is because they may be contaminated with extraneous materials. In other words, pieces of who knows what, metal, I guess, as much as anything else. The frozen meat pizzas produced in June by Woodbridge, Illinois company that makes these things for pretty much everybody. The Chicago Premium Pizzeria Deluxe Sausage Classic Pizza is another something that is in the running here for being brought back to the store.
So you got any taking a bite of something and it's just like a piece of metal goes into your gums or all of a sudden you have a shattered tooth.
Nope. All right. So here's the update on avian flu. A lot of people have backyard chicken pens, chicken coops, if you will. This was a very infectious bird flu run, and apparently Northampton County in Pennsylvania still has a problem with it. They've got a first case that was reported in the last couple of months, and it's in a backyard. Somebody's got chickens in their backyard. And because it's near the New Jersey poultry farm area, a lot of poultry farms in New Jersey and a place in Pennsylvania, too, it becomes extremely important. It's fatal for most of the hens, most of the poultry, but it doesn't do anything to humans, really. It just is, you know, I mean, you certainly don't want to eat the stuff that comes from the bird. Bodily fluids are exchanged. Some birds, Karen, that's why we... Our farm and our chicken coop, we just put a netting over the top so no other birds could get in. And now it's pretty much dissipated here in Massachusetts and New England, but it's still a problem in Pennsylvania. So maybe you just avoid, if that's the problem with the labeling. Nobody knows where the food comes from. But if you know the chicken is from Pennsylvania, probably ought to bring it back if you got it. All right, 59 after here.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.